Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of autoimmunity found under the immunology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with the clinical snapshot. A 46-year-old woman presents to her primary care physician with double vision and weakness. She reports her double vision occurs when watching television or reading a book, and her weakness is most severe at the end of the day. On physical exam, when asking the patient to look up for a few minutes, ptosis ensues. When applying a glove filled with ice on the ptosis, it improves. Laboratory testing is significant for autoantibodies directed against acetylcholine receptors. This is a case of myasthenia gravis. The clinical definition of autoimmunity is an adaptive immune response directed against self-antigens resulting in autoimmune disease. Lymphocyte development in the central lymphoid organ is accompanied by gene rearrangements that inevitably produce lymphocytes that react to self-antigens. These lymphocytes are normally removed through a number of mechanisms, and this is termed self-tolerance. Autoimmunity results from an impairment in self-tolerance. An immune response is triggered by self-antigens, which results in the production of autoreactive effector cells and autoantibodies, leading to tissue damage and thus autoimmune disease. Autoimmunity may be triggered by failure of self-tolerance mechanisms and environmental causes in genetically predisposed people. Molecular mimicry is a phenomenon where antigens resemble molecules in the host. This results in the production of antigen-directed antibodies that cross-react with the self molecule. Note that effector cells may be autoreactive as well if the process pathogen peptide is similar to the host peptides. One example is rheumatic fever, which results from antibodies being directed against the M protein of strep pyogenes, which cross-react with self molecules. Next, we will discuss clinical correlates. Rheumatoid arthritis is caused by autoreactive T cells, which act on antigens found in the synovium of the joint. Findings include inflammatory arthritis. Graves' disease is caused by autoantibodies acting on the thyroid-stimulating hormone receptor. This causes hyperthyroidism. Systemic lupus erythematosus is caused by autoantibodies and autoreactive T cells that act on DNA, chromatin proteins, and ribonucleoproteins. It causes vasculitis, rash, and glomerulonephritis. Multiple sclerosis is caused by autoreactive T cells that act on the central nervous system antigens. It causes myelin sheath destruction and sclerotic plaque formation. Myasthenia gravis is caused by autoantibodies acting on the acetylcholine receptors and muscle-specific tyrosine kinase. It causes fatigable muscle weakness. Type 1 diabetes is caused by autoreactive T cells that act on antigens found on pancreatic islet cells. This causes decreased insulin production. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to autoimmunity, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 15-year-old African-American male with a BMI of 22 is brought to his physician by his mother to address concerns about a change in his dietary habits. The patient's mother notes that he is constantly hungry and thirsty, despite his eating and drinking water in excess. She also reports an increase in his use of the bathroom. The physician begins explaining that her son's symptoms are likely due to which of the following? Choice 1, insulitis. Choice 2, amyloid deposition in pancreatic islets. Choice 3, pancreatic islet hyperplasia and hypertrophy. Choice 4, the patient's weight. Choice 5, insensitivity to insulin. The correct answer is choice 1, insulitis. The patient is exhibiting the classic hallmarks of type 1 diabetes. This disease is caused by an autoimmune destruction of pancreatic beta cells. Therefore, insulitis, or leukocyte infiltration of islets, is the cause of its development. Most of the white blood cells that infiltrate the islets are T cells. These T cells mediate the release of cytokines as well as direct beta cell killing. When around 90% of beta cells are destroyed, symptoms of type 1 diabetes usually develop. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 2, amyloid deposition is more consistent with type 2 diabetes. Choice 3, pancreatic hyperplasia and hypertrophy is consistent with the pancreatic changes that occur in a newborn born to a hyperglycemic mother suffering from diabetes mellitus. Hypertrophy is also consistent with type 2 diabetes. Choice 4, the patient is of normal weight. In addition, obesity is more consistent with the formation of type 2 diabetes. Choice 5, insulin insensitivity is more consistent with type 2 diabetes. That's all for this review about autoimmunity. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.